showtime, folks!
So this is the thanks I get for working overtime.
Overtime!
I still think, oh, think I got a little situation. So listen to me, sister, listen, maybe you can help. I think I give a lot of fathers my consideration. But not for me, and I was send them for someone else. While other people always seem to just be on vacation. What they won't get from it, I don't get anything at all. I'm like a trash can holding all the information. And every single time I need to feel it to be tall.
Welcome into Overtime, Fandom Radio, Fox Sports, Knoxville. Time to take our first break of the day. I kid. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt, and the man, the myth, the legend, and back for one day like he never left, John, not that Fulkerson, playing on the ones and twos. RIP to Alex Comas. Didn't die, just left. Shout out to him.
Yep.
Folky back in the building for a one day special, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Appreciate it. Obviously, before you left, gave the open door policy. Didn't think you would actually come back, but it's glad to have you, I guess. A little awkward.
Well, thanks.
Can't say open door policy and then turn him away when he walks in. So
yeah.
No, you can't.
It was an awkward interaction.
Yeah. When I pulled in, the door was actually open.
Yeah, Russ left the door open.
Yeah, it was open for me as well.
I got stung by a bee.
Hmm.
You got stung by a bee?
Yeah.
That's why tough. You had the helmet on?
I did. I haven't posted that picture yet, Folky, but
oh.
I figured out how to get the helmet on with my sunglasses
okay.
on.
Was it a good look?
Took a fire pic.
Okay.
Took a fire pic.
Might
be the new profile picture.
Nice.
Might be.
I'm thrilled to have it. When Folky texted and says a room for he said fourth mic, but we'll pretend like he got it right the first time.
Yeah.
He said third mic. He was like, is there room for a third mic? I fist pumped in real life. I was like, yeah, Folky.
So I don't have data, and I was driving, so I didn't get any of those text messages until I pulled into the station and got onto the Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Very, very good way to start the day
at
work. Like, I was
felt
already,
good.
No offense, I was already dragging my feet a little bit coming in.
Yeah.
I mean, two-person show, we haven't done it in a while. And
it would take a little bit to get our feet underneath
it
us.
It takes some rhythm to get into.
Right.
Especially with you over there, it's a different dynamic than me talking directly beside
it
you. So I was
different.
Trying to get my mindset, pull into the driveway, 5 new text message notifications. Can't even read them. It just gives me that notification. Click on them. Folky's back for the day. Feels good.
Feels real good.
Other than that, how was the weekend? How's the day been? What's been going on? Out Thursday and Friday. We didn't have a show on Friday. I was out Thursday and Friday. So
I thought we had a good show on Thursday.
I listened to a couple of pieces of it.
It was pretty good.
It wasn't terrible. Too much baseball for my liking, but that's
I'd say it
was right up Folky's alley.
I kid. It was a good segment. You had baseball news, Albert Pujols and stuff like that.
I felt bad for Pujols.
Not talk about it.
Like, he was a Cardinal.
Yeah.
But kind of when like a guy like at that status,
mm-hmm.
goes,
I feel bad. The
goes
way
that way, it's a little sad.
Yeah,
you know,
he's got 1 year left.
Yeah.
Is it gonna kill you? To
like,
just
come on, just hold
leave
on.
Leave
him
on
him.
The team.
Yeah, it was really mean. It's the Angels' fault. Like,
and
they're mean.
How good are the Angels? Like, are they competing for something right now? Are they? I mean, obviously,
they
it's
might
very
be.
Early in the season, so you can't really project that much. But like,
yeah, we're like the quarter point right now.
Yeah,
maybe
right
a little over.
But.
And about it.
We already talked about getting way over expectations when the Reds started hot and the Yankees started
hey,
slow.
We're getting back on track here recently.
Yeah.
I got the no-hitter to get to. We'll have fun with that because I have a talking point about that other than just the Reds no-hitter.
Okay.
But are the Angels really going to do much? Like, I don't think they've done much in my memory. Like, that's why I've always said Mike Trout's overrated.
Never
as
done
as
anything
a joke, but still,
of importance.
Exactly. So,
I mean, right now they're sitting in last in their division.
Exactly.
I mean, that division's pretty close. Like, they're the same amount of games back from the Athletics as the Reds are.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's only 4.5 games, but I mean, it's not like they're right up in there,
Fair enough.
So, but, I mean, they can. They got Mike Trout, and he's pretty good at baseball. So.
Yes.
I'll believe it when
still
I see it.
Should not have released him.
No.
No.
At that point, it's just on principle. Like, you got to hold on to him.
Yeah. I mean, he's a Hall of Famer.
It's mean.
Yeah.
Name's hard to spell. Probably got annoying for the people who had to do the jerseys.
Albert?
Pujols?
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah, but...
I'm just thinking of spin zones, but how was the weekend?
My weekend was okay. It was all right. I finished at my old job, started my new job today. So, and that was... I told you guys a story. I can retell it on air if you guys would like, but it was a turbulent first day. As everybody knows, I'm not saying where, but I'm now a lifeguard. in training.
Navy SEAL.
I'm a Navy SEAL. It's whatever. And we had to do the swim test.
They should call lifeguards baby SEALs.
No.
That's a cool name.
Yeah, but we're doing way less cool stuff than
exactly.
They are.
That's why you're a baby SEAL, not
sure.
A Navy SEAL.
I don't even think we would be baby SEALs. Like a baby SEAL would still be doing like cooler stuff than we are.
What do you do?
Just watch, mostly. Make sure someone...
I feel like that's what a lot of SEALs do. Just sit on the beach.
Regular SEALs, what? Sure. Like if you call me like a regular SEAL...
SEAL noise, right?
No, they typically clap.
Oh. Yeah, they smack their bellies.
There you go.
But, so we had to do the test, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, I guess they can't really take it on good authority. You know, say, you know, if I went to this interview and couldn't swim, but if I was like, yeah, I can swim. I don't think they would just throw you on the chair. You know,
it'd be like a truck driver. I've driven 18 wheels.
Yeah, I got my license.
Yeah, U-Hauls.
I've drove before. Yeah.
Yeah.
But so today was the day that we started, you know, like CPR class and stuff like that. Well, we didn't do CPR class. It was just like day one lifeguard class.
You did controlled drowning.
Sure. Yeah. But today was the swim test, and I had to swim 100 yards straight, and that sucked. That sucked a lot.
Did you make it?
I did. I passed.
Did another lifeguard have to come in and get you?
No.
Okay.
No, I made
what
it through.
What happens there?
I mean,
because he's not certified yet.
Yeah, if all the lifeguards are training and one of the lifeguards training drowns.
We had an instructor.
You had an actual lifeguard?
He was in regular clothes. He would have been in trouble. He would have been all, you know.
Cell phone in the pocket and everything?
Cell phone in the pocket.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
He would have.
No.
I mean, if I'm him, I'm taking the time to toss it.
That's a hard thing to think about, though, because I remember... obviously, I don't remember like doing it, but when I was younger, the big prank was pushing people in the pool. That was a big thing, big viral thing.
Phones weren't a
you
thing
can't
yet.
Do that
No.
You ruin someone's life if you shove someone in a pool.
Yeah, you make them have to spend like $800,
or you owe them $800.
Yeah,
and you can electrocute someone too.
Sure, I think those odds are low,
perhaps.
But probably possible. Maybe.
I remember one time I dropped my phone. We had a pool that was closed because it was just real cloudy. You couldn't even see the bottom of it. And I dropped my phone 2 days after I got it. Dropped my phone
in
it. And usually, if I drop my phone in a pool, I'm just going to dive to the bottom. Can't dive to the bottom when you can't see the bottom and get it. So it sat there for 5 days before we finally were able to get it off the bottom. Going in every day, diving to the bottom, skimming it, trying to find the phone. 2 days in rice and it worked just fine.
Wow. Amazing.
Nice.
That rocks. I've had many moments like that where I fell into a pool or... my biggest problem was as a child. I've gotten better, you know. You have to tap the pockets about 25 times before you.
I tap my pockets when I walk over a manhole.
Yeah, like you got to you got to tap them. Check, you know,
and
do I have anything
drains.
In my pockets? Anything possible that could break? And but when I was young and dumb, I jumped into pools on purpose, like voluntarily jumped in.
On?
Not with my clothes on, like in a swimming trunks, but with they had pockets.
Okay,
so I would jump in with my phone in my pocket maybe 5 or 6 times until I realized, hey, maybe I should start.
Some of my favorite Animal
my
Planet shows, some of the biggest drama was like the gator hunters getting into the water with cell phones still in their pocket and having to buy new cell phones. That was always good. Call of the Wild Man never had to worry about that. He stayed off the grid.
Oh, yeah.
But that was a wild little first thing, but I'm glad your weekend was good. I'm sorry you're tired.
Yeah,
welcome to the club.
I'm wore out.
Yeah, welcome to the club.
I'm tired today. My hair is all messed up. I probably smell like chlorine right now.
Smell better.
It's better than typical.
Shut up.
Beat him to it.
Shut up. Yeah. But yeah. Hopefully, I start getting like really tan.
Yeah,
I'm gonna give me some.
Does chlorine smell like chlorine, or does it smell like kid pee? And we've just associated with chlorine.
No, it's definitely the chlorine.
Just chlorine. Okay.
It's definitely the chlorine.
Yeah.
When I had a pool at my house, I had
same smell.
Yeah.
But did you pee in the pool?
No, not that one. It was in my backyard,
you're
and lying. I live in Granger County, where there's no neighbors within like a mile. So I would just get out of the pool and just go pee on a tree or something.
Right,
like it was pretty easy to just not pee.
I don't think I've ever
pool.
Been able to like get wet and not pee. Like
so
shower.
So you pee
pool,
in
anything.
Pee in every body of water you've ever been in. The ocean, that's fine. Don't pee in a pool. There was a guy at the pool that I work like at the place that I work at, and his child was in the pool, right? Like a 3 year old kid.
Probably peeing.
And the kid goes, "Hey, I gotta go to the bathroom." And he goes, "Nah, just pee in there." And we were like, "Come
on,
come on, bro! No, you're not supposed to pee in a public pool.
No,
it's not cool.
No, that's not cool.
It's not cool.
You don't do
it
that.
It is frowned upon. People do it, but you're not supposed to."
I worked at a gym that had like 3 public pools. I know about the etiquette and stuff like that.
Right.
Just because there's etiquette doesn't mean you gotta follow it, man. People pee everywhere. That's just how it goes. It's a natural thing. Ask the fish.
I'm just not a fan of it. Like, I don't want to be swimming in pee.
You ever seen a...
Maybe that's just me.
You ever seen a pool overcrowded? That's just like...
Oh,
close
God,
to,
yeah.
Like 100% capacity.
Yeah, you go to like a...
Like a college dorm party where... Like, I remember seeing first summer party this year when everyone graduated and they were like off... I have a couple of friends who are sophomores in college. So I have a bunch of friends who are freshmen, obviously, because I would be a freshman. Mm-hmm. And they're moving back home. They're getting off campus because they stayed on campus this past year. A lot of my sophomore friends stayed off campus this past year at these apartment complexes to where they could stay there and have parties and stuff like that, be real human beings and not have to go back home. Giant pool parties where the things are basically just at 100% capacity. And I cannot wait until Lindsey Nelson Stadium looks exactly like that this weekend. Huge, huge news coming out of the world of Tennessee athletics as the baseball is expanding to 100% capacity for the Arkansas series this weekend. Fellas, are we fired up or are we fired up about this?
I'm fired up. I thought about proposing,
No, sorry, I don't.
You don't want to go?
Oh, you just said proposing, I thought.
Oh, you don't want to marry me.
Yeah.
That's fine. I don't want to marry you either.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, but Folky?
Yeah, yeah.
You marry me?
Yeah.
Cool, all right.
Yeah.
I was proposing, like, maybe just, like, not doing a show on Friday or something like that, and us just going. That'd be pretty cool, but...
The only problem is we're probably not... Like, we didn't have a show last Friday. We're probably not going to have... We're probably going to have a complicated schedule over the next few weeks. I
want
to do as many shows as possible.
Okay.
I hate to be the responsible one of the show.
Responsible? I mean, that's the Vols. I mean,
Saturday home game. Sunday home game as well. It's a three-game home game series.
I got a job, so.
As you do as well here.
Sure. This one's easier to skip out on, to be honest with you.
Fair. But no. So. If you would like to go, you can. I'll do a solo show.
We'll figure something out.
We'll see. 100% capacity.
I'm so excited about
bunch
that.
Of members of the station already getting their tickets. I'm assuming they don't mind if I shout out John Reed. We got Mr. TC, Tanner Carson himself, saying he's going to pull up as well.
Yeah, but he's going on Saturday.
Mr. Logan Quentin, a beer. We got a lot of people pulling up, so make sure you stay with your eyes peeled to see what's going on and see all the Fan Run members around the stadium. But even if you don't go this weekend, still a huge series. Vols explode
absolutely
this past
monumental
weekend, beating, sweeping the Missouri Tigers. What are we expecting with this series? Obviously, Arkansas is tied for first place with us in the SEC. Are we expecting Vols to kind of look like they did against Vanderbilt, hang their own, win maybe one game, but really show that they're not quite there yet? Or do we expect them to finally be able to break through and beat one of these really good teams in a series? I think we're going to get one win. Do you think we win the series?
Yeah, that's really what it comes down to. They won't sweep us, like, at all. No chance.
No.
But, I mean, there's a chance, but, like, probably not with our talent level. They're a really, really good baseball team. I don't think their pitching isn't on the level of Vandy. I mean, nobody's really on the level of Vandy, right?
No, Vandy has two guys projected to go
in the top
first and then third.
Okay, but yeah.
Their bullpen is very good, according to Rick Butler, who was talking on the drive earlier. He said their starting lineup is their weakest spot in terms of pitching, but their bullpen and their hitting is very, very, very good. So you got to keep your eyes peeled. It's going to be a high scoring affair, I think.
Probably.
Bats are going to have to come alive.
But when our bats are awake, I mean, they're deadly. We scored 10 runs in every game we played this weekend, did we not?
We exploded.
I mean, we're averaging over our last however many, we're averaging like 10.4 runs a game. And that's ridiculous. So if we can continue that trend, I think there's a possibility. I mean, I believe in this team to win this series. Like, I think we can, make a really, really good case at being a top three team in the country.
Yeah.
I mean, where are we sitting at? Four right now?
I believe four or three.
If we've slid up to three, then, I mean, we might be able to make that, that argument for number one. I mean, if we...
I have no idea where we are.
Yeah, I'll give it a look, because we've been creeping up.
That's wrong. Okay, I think that's silly.
Yeah, it's on D1 Baseball.
That makes so much more sense.
Yeah, D1Baseball.com has all the rankings.
Fair enough. But I would like to go ahead and say, with this news coming out, people kind of got a little confused. Preparations for full capacity will be finalized this week. Tuesday's home game against Tech will still be contested under limited attendance restrictions still in place.
Mm-hmm.
Opener will be set for Arkansas at 6:30 p.m. on Friday. And the first home game is where capacity restrictions will be lifted, aside from the ESPN broadcast guidelines and mandatory SEC event protocols. as well as should the Vols earn a hosting privilege for the NCAA regional month. It will be noted that the NCAA has mandatory caps as 50% for those venues. So no matter you are, if you're hosting, the NCAA has set a 50%. I don't like that because we are able to host 100%, but it does make sense because if some states are
make it a blanket.
I mean, you had the Louisville coach come out earlier.
Yeah.
Louisville's on top of their game, and he was screaming about it. And as political or unpolitical as you want to get about it, dude's screaming saying, hey, we need more fans. We're on the verge of hosting a regional.
Mm-hmm.
I would want a regional atmosphere, which makes plenty of sense.
100%,
but with a team like that who maybe can't host or hold as many fans, it's unfair for Tennessee to be able to have 100% fans.
Sure.
You have to set some sort of number cap with these rules in place. I don't like it, but it makes sense to me.
Sure. I'm looking on, I don't know if they've released like full capacity ticket amounts yet on Vol-Tix or allvols.com, but on here, as of this moment, Friday's game is already sold out, and Saturday and Sunday are limited.
Yeah, Trey Wallace said that they crashed the ticket website.
That doesn't shock me one bit, because the moment that I saw that news, I also went to the website. And was like, ooh, let me see what I got here.
Yeah, I lost like $100 over the weekend in Doge, so I'm not going to be spending any money anytime soon.
Did you leave it in?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, leave that
hands,
in.
Diamond hands.
It's...
I was very close to when it peaked right before Elon made his debut on SNL.
Yeah.
And it peaked. I bought it like 60 cents. I'm an idiot because it's at 53 cents right now. But I bought it like 62 cents because I'm an idiot. And so it peaked.
Yeah, definitely one of those things you want to buy at like a nickel.
Yeah, I made like $40. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to hold. I'm not going to sell this 40. I'm going to hold and see what happens instead of selling and see what
happens. It'll go back up.
It will go back up, but I bought it 62 cents. So I am down almost $100
right
now.
I believe Elon is using that to just farm money.
Oh, that's literally what he said. He said it's a hustle. He said that this new rocket is a Doge-funded rocket, and it's a meme rocket. Like, we got by the billionaires.
Yeah, he was like, he threw a ton of money into it and was like, Doge, Doge, Doge.
And he's pumping it back up.
Everybody
again
threw money into it, and he said, all right, sell.
Here, we'll do a real quick live update of my Doge account.
Of your stocks,
yeah,
your stonks.
My stock and bonds.
Okay. But
Ethereum right now, I'm plus $5 in. I only have like $40 in there.
There you go.
And then Doge, I am climbing back up. Minus $55 right
okay.
now. We're at 46 cents. I bought it 62 cents. We'll
Great.
Be right back.
Awesome.
I'm sad. Back in hour one, overtime, rolling right along. Special guest, he's a special guest.
Extremely.
Not really a guest, but
no.
Special in terms of just close
him being
to our
here.
Hearts. John Fulgerson in the building with us still. Tucker Holt, Will Stevens rolling right along. Obviously, a lot of new faces in the college football world this year, including our own. We got a new face in the coaching game this year with Josh Heupel. I have a 247 Sports article as my computer glitches and... hold on.
That's all right.
I do still have the article. Just give me a second to get it re-pulled up because my computer is dying. But I have an article ranking all of the new coaches' hires for the new football coaches.
Okay.
I don't know why it took me so long to get those words out, but yes, I have the CBS Sports Grades College Football Coaching Hires.
I feel like they're going to give him a bad grade, and I think it's unwarranted. Like, people were... like, not that high on Josh Heupel whenever he... like, I remember people talking about him, like, whenever it first happened, someone put out an article.
I was looking at my own memes that I made the other day, just going through my camera roll, deleting things.
Making fun of Josh
Heupel? Yeah, a lot of memes making fun of Josh Heupel.
Yeah, but that's how we are. We're very reactive as a fan base.
100%.
Everything's bad until we're stuck with it, and then we're like, no, it's actually good.
Yeah.
No. Like, we're...
but isn't that life?
Stockholm Syndrome is what it is. Like, we're just... I mean, we're stuck, so might as well be happy about
it. Fair enough. Yeah.
But I just feel like I like that he's flying under the radar, you know? Like, he has less expectations than even Pruitt did. Granted, because we are way worse than when Pruitt came in.
And with a little
we
bit
were
of
in
some,
bad shape.
Some off-the-field issues, some NCAA issues,
Right.
off-the-field issues in general. We did have players try to burglarize a dorm room.
Yeah.
Which
that
is always
happen.
Smart when there's cameras in every single hallway.
Yes.
But I do have the hires. I'm not going to go through every single one. Like Arizona, Utah State, I don't think anybody really cares about those hires that much unless I'm wrong on that. But stay in the SEC, stay with some big hires. We'll start with big hire, pun intended on this one. Big hire, maybe not in terms of maybe
Impact?
Promise, yeah, impact, I guess. But in terms of just actual size, Brett Bielema, Illinois, they got him an A-minus. Big fella. They parted ways with Lovie Smith after 5 years, and they hire Brett Bielema.
Yeah, that's a good hire. Like, if you had told me that that was like Auburn, if Auburn went out and hired Brett Bielema, I would be like, probably like a C+. But since it's Illinois, you know, expectations aren't that high. He could probably, you know, compete in that conference and do pretty well. Or not do well, but, you know.
It's Ohio State's conference to win. You don't really have to do much as Illinois.
Yes. Like, the ceiling is the floor.
The ceiling is the roof.
The ceiling is the roof.
And the floor.
Okay.
There is no roof.
There's no building. You just get in there.
You're four walls.
Win a few games. And they'll be pretty happy about that.
Exactly. Speaking of
Auburn, I feel bad for Lovie Smith, though. I like Lovie Smith a lot.
I do. Lovie Smith with the beard was
with the beard? He looked 50 years older with the beard, though. He was wise, though.
Yeah. But speaking of Auburn, Brian Harsin. Do you think you would have been able to guess who Auburn hired if I didn't tell you it was Brian Harsin?
Brian, no. I'm going to have to. It's going to be a couple years before I know much about that guy.
He might be there for a couple of years as he has been graded A-, according to CBS Sports, 247 Sports, all of those people. Not a bad look, but I mean, it's Brian Harsin. How much name power does that bring? I don't know how much I enjoy that.
He was the Boise State coach, was he not?
I believe so. Yeah. What's his?
And he wasn't even the Boise State coach whenever they were like Boise State.
No. He took over after.
Yeah.
Chris Peterson.
So. Yeah, I don't know.
And they were decent this year.
Sure,
they weren't good.
They
weren't good. They were not Boise State good, but they were decent.
Yeah.
They were ranked at some point, I believe.
They have a blue field. I mean, that helps a lot, though.
Oh, you think Auburn's going to go with, like, a solid field color?
Oh, God.
Besides green?
Would they go orange?
Or navy?
Navy would look, I guess, navy would probably look better than orange.
Ooh, they could do, like, just one giant arm with a glove on for, like, because the war eagle comes in and lands on there. Just have, like, one giant war eagle target.
Just built into the field.
Yeah.
Like how you could do, like, a basketball court with, like, the designs on it.
Yeah.
That'd be a good move. I think Tennessee just needs to go with the, you know, the colored turf and just go checkerboards all over the field.
That sounds amazing.
It would look awful, honestly.
Texas obviously hired Steve Sarkisian. They have him as A+ hire. An A+ hire.
Where did he go?
He was from a lot of places, but Alabama most recently. Offensive coordinator.
Right.
Texas.
He went to Texas.
Yes,
that's right.
My bad.
I knew Sarkisian got hired, but I was like, where the hell did he go?
Yeah, he went to Texas following up Tom Herman. And the question is, will he bring them back? CBS Sports seems to think so. They have him in an A+ grade according to this. You got Butch Jones, Arkansas State. B. They gave him a B.
Yeah, sure. I mean, that's actually probably low for, I mean, because, like, that's his world. Like, Arkansas State is about where Butch Jones needs to float around. He's not a Power 5 guy,
Let me read this summary.
Go ahead.
Jones went 34-27 with Tennessee, but became a popular punching bag for his occasional comments, like when he said one of his teams won the biggest championship. That's the championship of life. After consecutive 9-4 campaigns from 2015 to 2016, Jones started 4-6, 0-6 in SEC play in 2017, leading to Tennessee's mid-season termination. With the Vols, Jones went 14-24 in SEC play, but won three straight bowl games from 2014 to 2016.
Woo.
Jones, 52. Saw success with Central Michigan from 2007 to 2009, Cincinnati, respectively posting a 27-13, 21-3 MAC record, and a 23-14 record, a 12-9 record in the Big East. That's not bad at all, but
no, that's where he needs to stay. That's his world. Like he
found himself right back there.
Yeah, he's not made for the big dogs. That's just not who he is.
And he's got a little experience with maybe some money handing out and stuff like that. Maybe he can figure out how to get recruits, as he did have a 3-year stint with Bama.
Yep, where he just collected a check. He knows what that's all like. Mm. But yeah, the Sun Belt, that's stay there.
Yes.
I think his ceiling is App State. Right?
App State.
Like, that's just, I think that's the highest.
Oh, the
like,
highest. I got you.
That's just the highest. I mean, he
I thought
probably,
you meant when they almost beat us, and I was like, I think that probably would be one of his lower points.
No, I'm not talking about in his career. I'm just saying, like, the highest level of coaching that he could probably reach right now would be, like, App State.
Yeah, no, I
Coastal
can see
Carolina.
I could see him maybe coaching a small level Pac-12 or an Illinois, a Big Ten job like that, but it would get terminated very quickly as well.
Yeah, he's just not made for it.
Mentioning this team quickly, just because we play them, they have Kane Womack of Southern Alabama, or South Alabama, I mean, as they beat all of Alabama is Southern Alabama. And then finally, actually, we got Shane Beamer, South Carolina. They graded him a C-, which makes sense.
That's not bad.
Josh Heupel, where do you think we are graded?
On a letter grade?
Letter grade. I'll give you a hint. We are passing, technically.
Okay.
Everything over a D is passing.
Yeah, so they've got us at a C.
Folky, what do you think?
You looking for a number or a letter?
Well, we've been doing letters this whole time, so I would expect a letter. But if you want to give me a number, you can give me a number.
I mean,
I guess we could 0 through 100.
You'll have to convert it. He's thinking.
I'm going to go with 79.
That would technically be a C.
A D? Is that a D?
75 and above is a C.
Okay.
Based on what? No. 76 and above. So, yeah, still C. It is a C. It is a C, exactly.
I think he's a B-. I mean, granted, you're really just getting wishy-washy when you go from a C to a B-. But that B looks a whole lot better than a C. I think he's a B-.
Yeah.
Like, that's where I would fall at, and maybe I'm just thinking with my heart, I want him to be a B-. I think guys are being a little tough on him.
Tennessee went full UCF this offseason, landing the Knights athletic director and head football coach. This multi-year plan for the Vols pulls to pull themselves out of the depths of irrelevancy. God, that's a harsh line. Whether Heupel can do
it
remains to be seen. We have the shortest description under any coach, and we are
they're haters.
Probably one of the bigger jobs. Like, they have a longer description for Shane Beamer, for Will Hall of Southern Miss, for Charles Huff of Marshall, for every single small coach. They got a giant little blurb.
I feel like there's
they got to say about Tennessee and Heupel.
There's a lot of unknown, though, with Josh Heupel coming to us, though. Because with a guy like Butch Jones going to Arkansas State, you can almost kind of know he'll probably be all right there. He'll probably be there for at least, like, 5 or 6 years. Mm-hmm. Like, Josh Heupel, number one, we're real quick with it. Like, I mean, if he goes out and he goes 5-5 2 years in a row, we're calling for that man's head.
Fans are, yes.
The fans are. He won't get fired, I think, if he comes out and do that, but the seat will start being pretty hot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just expectations. Maybe they're like, you know, it's really just a lot of wait and see with Josh Heupel.
Good pun.
Like, yeah, but with, like, this first year, man, like, we're going to find out a whole world of, like, we're going to find out everything about this man that we don't already know.
For sure.
So, I don't know. I think a C minus, or a C, maybe a C, like a C plus. Like, come on, man. Like, we're going to score points.
Yes.
Like, that's pretty cool.
CBS had this. What I read was 247. CBS had this. When Heupel was announced, it was a large shoulder shrug. Not terrible, not great. Other more accomplished candidates were no doubt scared away by the SEC NCAA investigation. Sure, he's the offensive-friendly guy that AD Danny White wanted, but in the end, this seemed like a fallback when the likes of Tony Elliott decided to stay put. Heupel's record at UCF declined each season. There were rumblings about how recruiting suffered. An offensive wizard who has a golden touch with quarterbacks will have to learn in a hurry how to recruit elite defensive tackles for Tennessee to contend in the SEC once again.
Yeah. One thing, though, about the questioning about recruiting, like, he's doing all right in the transfer portal. Yep. I don't
and
know.
Recruiting in general.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, getting guys, getting, you know, commits. But, like, granted, we got to see how those guys look once they get here. You know, they might be bums and we're reaching on guys. But
hasn't that always been the case?
Oh, yeah. No, for sure.
For the past three regimes, it seems
but,
like,
I mean, Butch Jones was the five-star master. But what the hell did any of them do?
I would rather have development than a high recruiting class. But,
like, Drew Richmond, I hate to call him out. I mean, he's a grown man, so I guess I can. But I got way too excited about that. For what?
J.J. Peterson.
For what? Exactly. So, like, I'm not going to get too entrenched into stars and ratings and stuff like that. As long as once you get him on campus, you can actually turn him into a football player. And the thing about, you know, they said he has a golden touch with a quarterback. Having the ability to make a quarterback play above their head is a attractive thing about a program. If you have a good quarterback, everybody else is kind of, especially on the offensive side of the ball, and the defense, if your offense can sustain long drives, your defense plays better because they're more well-rested.
If you score more points, your defense can give up more. You
exactly.
shouldn't give up more, but you can give up more with the flexibility that your offense provides you.
And if you can, like, have a good quarterback and a good offensive unit, that is attractive to recruits. You come in and say, oh, I'm a wide receiver. We've got a good quarterback. You know, they've got a really good quarterback situation. I want to go catch balls from him. And it's really just a snowball effect.
One position can open the door to a lot more areas, yes, but you've got to nail that one position. Mm-hmm. And that's the big risk.
That's why we have six of them.
Love that.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of possible quarterback situations, mm-hmm, we'll talk about Arch Manning next. Don't go anywhere. And Houston Crest, if you're listening, yes, I'm warming my fist up for those two punches you owe me. We'll be right back. Hour one, overtime, entering its last segment. Guys, what are we going to do if Arch Manning doesn't come?
Cry a little bit, I think. I think I'll cry a little bit.
I mean, this is a win-win for me because I get to punch Houston Crest in the face twice if he doesn't come.
Sure.
For those who are new listeners, new members of 37, I was an intern on 3 and Out for 2 summers. And during one of the summers when Kerry Blackshear was deciding between Tennessee and Florida, Houston Crest says if Kerry Blackshear goes to Florida, punch me in the face. I said, more than willing. Kerry Blackshear goes to Florida. Houston punts and says, if Arch Manning doesn't come to Tennessee, you can punch me twice in the face. So we did a little double or nothing, punted it to 2023. News back up in, or he's back up in the news, I should say. Not Houston, but Arch Manning, as he has June visits locked in with Clemson, SMU, Texas, Alabama, and Georgia. Number one quarterback in the class of 2023. Also wants to check out Stanford, USC, Ohio State, UNC, Virginia, and others.
I do notice that, Ole Miss isn't on this list. You know?
So that is good.
So maybe, and also, I mean, he's not in the class until 2023. So he's got plenty
good
of time.
Good ways away. Good ways
got
away.
Plenty of time. He's just brand, you know, he's just looking out there at things, you know. I would put a large sum of money that he has been to a University of Tennessee football game before. I would say Uncle Peyton's probably brought him to one.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news.
Okay.
Ole Miss is one of the teams interested in him on the 247 profile.
Sure, yeah. They're probably recruiting him. Mm-hmm. I'd say a lot of teams are recruiting.
He has.
But I mean, I'm just talking about his visit list.
Alabama, Boston College, Duke, Georgia, LSU, North Carolina, Notre Dame, Ole Miss, SMU, Tennessee, Texas, and Oklahoma all on the interest list.
Man, like, it would be really, really nice to have. Like,
5-star, .9988.
Yeah, he's ridiculous. He is very, very good.
Number one pro-style quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Number three player in the nation in his class. I mean, he's a stud. And, like, obviously it's his talent. That's why I want him here. You know how cool it would be to have a quarterback in orange and white? And what does that name on the back say? It'll say Manning. What number would he, like...
Do you think they would let him wear 16?
I think Peyton would. It all depends on the university.
Do you think you were saying this during the break, and we were kind of talking about this? And
he wears 16 at his high school.
Does he really?
Yeah,
I did not know that. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big watching high school players.
I keep up with Arch Manning.
Fair enough. But I think it's a little weird when guys are just scouting high school film of random guys.
Sure,
Arch Manning's not a random guy.
Yeah, no, he's family.
Random 3-star guys. I think it's a little weird if you're just watching.
Sure.
3-star guys. Yeah, the only average high school football players.
Yeah, the only high school tape I'll watch is if a guy puts us in his top three and he's like a 4 or 5-star. Then I'll go look and, you know, I'll watch only his highlights. You know, I don't go find. I don't know how you can, but.
Find lowlights?
Yeah, you can't.
I want to start doing that.
So there's really no way.
Just
like,
every time someone releases a highlight package,
yeah, that's what I hate.
Their lowlight package underneath.
Like, that's what I don't like, is like, because every time, you know, we got a recruit a while back, and I looked him up, and it was highlights, and I watched, and I was like, wow. And I was like, but of course every play's awesome, yeah, because he picked these.
Yeah.
So, like, it would be cool. Like, Arch Manning would be the only recruit that if, you know, like, that I would go watch in person. I would go watch Arch Manning play football in
that's
person.
Fair. I think I would, too.
Like, his senior season, like, would be a cool trip to make. I probably won't. I believe he's in Mississippi, is he not? Or not Mississippi, is he in Louisiana? He's down there. He plays for Newman. I don't know where that's at.
Isidore Newman.
It's in New Orleans.
It's in New Orleans? Louisiana. Okay. Yeah, I didn't mean to say Mississippi.
Well, speaking of New Orleans, that's where Archie played a good bit of football. Mm-hmm. Ole Miss, obviously, on this board where Eli played, and Cooper, I believe, did he play or was he going to play at Ole Miss?
Cooper was...
I don't know the timetable of his tragic situation.
I think it happened in high school. I don't know if he had, like, committed anywhere
fair,
or anything.
Fair, fair. Arch played at Ole Miss as well, correct? Or Archie played at Ole Miss as well, I believe.
Yes. Archie Manning did, yes.
So they're obviously on the board. But we were talking about this earlier. Do you think Peyton's in Arch's ear? I assume all of the family is in his ear. Do you think they're just like, hey, do whatever you want? Or do you think they're someone saying, go Land Sharks, and someone saying, go Vols?
100%. If I'm Eli or Peyton, either way, like, especially with the talent he has. Like, if this was a Manning, you know, who, you know, like was a borderline, you know, might be a D1 athlete, they might not be pushing him to try and go.
Shaq is like was a borderline maybe D1 player, had a couple issues and ended up committing to a Texas Southern. But Shaq, just like Shaquille O'Neal's kid, Shafir O'Neal, had that name attached to him.
Yes, but I believe Peyton and Eli are recruiting harder than the universities are. I would say.
Who do you think he would listen to more? Because we were talking about this.
Yeah.
Like obviously, Coop is his dad.
Yep.
You got Eli and
Cooper
and Peyton as uncles. I'm normally not the one to listen to my father all that often. I normally, like, when it's just casual advice because you don't hear it often from your uncles. I normally listen to my uncles.
Yeah, and it's easier to take them seriously.
And I also normally listen to the fun or the funny or the jokester uncle.
And who would that be in this dynamic?
No offense, Alex Comas, but it sure as hell is not Eli Manning.
No. I mean, I'm sure Eli has hosted Saturday Night Live before, I think, and he was okay. But he wasn't Peyton. Peyton, the charisma, the humor, the talent level, they both have the same amount of rings. But, I mean, come on. It's Peyton. Peyton's your number one dog in that family besides Archie. Because Archie is the patriarch
OG,
of the family.
The OG.
Yeah, he's the leader.
Right now, gun to your head. Is he coming?
No.
Right now. Volky says no. I'm holding all of his to us.
I think he's coming.
I think he's coming.
I think he's coming.
I'm going to be upset.
I think he will be a Vol.
I'm playing this. If he comes, I'll be happy because I said he's coming. If he doesn't, I get to punch Houston in the face.
Yeah, I mean, you win either way.
It's a win-win.
Yeah, congratulations.
We'll
you win.
Draft next. Hour 2, Overtime, live here from the Fandom Radio Studios. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt, John Fulgerson in the studio with you guys. In honor of Folky being back, because we're probably going to be doing two-person shows for a couple of days after this. Can't really do a draft for only two people.
No.
So might as well get the draft out of the way. Today's draft, in honor of the Vols, 100% capacity against the Arkansas Razorbacks. Pig Suey, that is. We are doing the Pig Draft. Drafting pigs. Now, it's open to interpretation. We can get loose with it. Vetoes are, as always, open. Are we doing three picks, four picks, categories, or are we just going?
I think I could go four deep, but that would be 12 picks. You guys think there's 12? I think there's 12 on the board, right?
Let's you
go
three,
and if we want to go an extra,
miscellaneous,
we can.
If we all have a Mr. Irrelevant.
Sure.
All right?
Sure.
Do we want to do random number generator? Does anybody want to volunteer to go? Actually, here. Holding a number 1 through 3 behind my back. Folky, what's the number?
It's got to be 4.
1 through 3?
I'm going to go 2.
2 is the number, actually.
That was my guess.
Would you like first, second, or third pick?
Oh, first.
All right, he's got first selection. Tucker, a number 1 through 2 is behind my back. What number is it?
It's a 2 again. I know you too well, Will. Don't change it. No way. No chance.
I will take the last pick.
I thought you were trying to trip me up.
I did change it. Would you like second or third?
I don't really care.
I'll take last pick. Okay. You got second pick. Folky,
you're
leading us off today.
Yes.
Now, do you want to set rules or you want to just veto when things come
up? I think make rules up on the fly usually, but it usually goes all right.
Sounds good. Then I have my big board ready.
Okay. Yeah, I've got enough in front of me.
Do you want to just stick to just famous fictional ones?
Nah, just anything in the pig category.
Open board. Folky, your first selection.
Miss Piggy.
There goes my first pick.
Okay. All right. I hadn't even actually thought of her.
She's eighth ranked on the website I'm looking at. So maybe a little bit of a reach to get the eighth right. overall one at number one. But,
it,
but you like what
but
you
yeah,
like.
He yeah, got,
that's
he got
my
his
first
pick.
Overall.
That's who we wanted. He got it.
She real pioneer for plus size models. She was real
yes.
the first one in that realm that gave people recognition. Also, shout out Miss Piggy. She dated Kermit, who is a skinny, awkward dude like myself. So it gave me hope as
so
well.
So you can respect that.
Exactly, exactly. I like the pick. That was my first selection. So I really do like that pick.
Thank you.
Solid selection right there from you.
Man,
will you keep note by the way? I think
sure.
I asked you that before, but
sure.
Thank you.
I said no the first time, so.
I gotta make sure, because there's two of these guys. I gotta make sure
oh.
I got the right one.
I know where you're going.
Yeah. It's the one...
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
How well rehearsed
what's his name?
Pigs are you?
Very.
Okay, fair enough. I might cut you off, Tucker.
Yeah, I just want to make sure it's his name. Yeah, give me Babe.
What?
Babe.
Babe, the
like,
pig from the movie Babe.
Fair enough. I saw that one.
Is that Charlotte's Web
no,
something?
It's just Babe.
No, that's Babe. He's a pig. He was a good pig. And
oh,
then they,
that'll
then,
do, pig.
Then
yeah.
they copied him and... And they made a movie called Gordy, and it was the same movie. And he was named Gordy for some
Gordy?
Reason. It was the same movie.
That's gross.
It was in that like generation of Hollywood where they
that's,
made like
yeah.
You know what they did with James Bond? They just took the JB and changed it to Jason Bourne, and then made five new movies.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah,
yeah.
That like the No Strings Attached, and then Friends with Benefits. They're the same
movie,
just different actors. This one, it wasn't even like a different. It was just a pig. It was another pig. They looked the same everything.
Just different name.
Yeah, but Babe is the OG.
Okay.
Give me Babe.
Sure.
Yeah.
They did that with Now You See Me's too. Now You See Me 1 and Now You See Me 2.
Yep. Yeah, same movie back to back.
Is it my pick?
Yeah, it's yours.
Yes.
I think I reached on that one.
You you both definitely... like Folky, with the first
I got,
pick,
I got
I
nervous
think,
with the first one. Oh, what am I doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you're looking at a list right now, I have a selection of
any single
pig I want. Are we doing snake draft? Can we get snake draft?
No,
we're not snake
no,
drafting.
We're not
doing
snake
no,
draft.
There's three of Dang. Us.
Then that means my selection just got a whole lot harder. I think I'm going to go Piglet. I'm just going to go number
okay.
one overall
that's
all right. on
Fair.
The board.
That's all right. Fair.
Piglet,
that's
all right. Related to him.
Okay.
He was the anxiety-ridden pig from
yep,
Winnie the Pooh.
That's you.
Relate to him a lot. Shout out to my man Piglet.
All right. That's a good pick.
Everyone had
a
Winnie the Pooh character they identified with most. Mine was Piglet. Mm-hmm. A little bit of Tigger, but mostly Piglet. That anxiety was me.
Yeah. I always wanted to I always wanted to be nice to Eeyore. I wanted to be his friend to try and make
I
him
like
happy.
I like Eeyore.
I wanted to make him happy.
No one's saying
Poor
they
fella.
Don't like Eeyore.
He had a nail in his tail. That couldn't have been good.
Dude, he was my buddy. He's still my buddy.
That's kind of sus. For a kid's show to have...
Yeah. That sort of thing. I think it was just holding on. I think it was holding on to the tail, though.
Fuck your selection.
Let's see. I'm gonna go with Ham. Toy Story.
Not a bad
Ooh.
Pick. Not a bad
that,
pick.
That was on
I
my
thought,
board.
I thought that was gonna reach around back to me.
I got
where
nervous.
I was gonna go if y'all took something off my board, but I think I'm gonna have my pick next.
I got nervous that you were gonna take the one that I was hoping I could steal that one at some point, but I didn't think it would be
it's a good
there.
Pick. That's a solid pick. The piggy
give
bank.
Me
Toy Story rocks.
I wonder who voices that guy.
John something.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. Nope, that's a different one.
John something.
Hold on.
Hey. Oh, I can't. I'm
it's,
trying to
yeah,
think of what he sounds
Polky's
like.
He's right, dude. No, dude
who was
knows
it?
Toy Story. It's John Ratzenberg.
Okay.
Just a random voice actor.
All right.
Toy Story rocks.
Give me, I think you're both going to sigh in you know, in annoyance.
Regardless of what you pick, I got to pick up.
Give me Pumbaa.
Yeah, no, that's
a pretty good
he was on my big board.
Yeah,
that's what I thought
yeah.
you were going
that was
with.
On everybody's.
That's what I thought you were
he's
going
with. He's a
pretty
with. Good
one. It still leaves the door open because I have, I was in between two, and I knew one of them was going to get picked. Pumbaa is a fantastic pick.
Right.
I was in Lion King in eighth grade.
I loved Pumbaa. Pumbaa was, you were talking about on, you know, Winnie the Pooh, you had a character.
Pumbaa was
your... I was a small, skinny child, but at heart I was Pumbaa.
See,
like,
I was...
ate everything in sight. I was just fun-loving.
I was Timon. Timon was the guy I identified
okay.
with, that bossy character. I think that's why we
right.
complement each other pretty
yeah,
well.
Yeah, we're Timon and Pumbaa.
Yeah. You're fat and smelly, and I'm skinny and bossy.
I need to get a little fatter if I want to be Pumbaa, though. I've been losing weight. If I need to become Pumbaa, brother, just say the word. Give me 2 months, and I'll gain 40 pounds.
You were tweeting about subs today, so.
Oh, my God.
Getting
yeah,
up
that was mm-hmm. that rocked.
Pumbaa's a fantastic pick, though. Pumbaa's a fantastic pick. I really respect that pick. That does leave the door open. I knew you were going one of
There's
these two
There's too many
directions.
Pigs. Like, every pick, I'm going to be like, bah!
I knew you were going one of these two directions. I'm going to go Porky Pig from Looney Tunes.
Yeah. There it is. Yeah. I was hoping you guys had forgot about him.
That's all.
No one forgot.
He's a classic.
If you were going to take Porky, I was going to take Puma. If you were going to take Puma, yeah. I was taking Porky.
I see so many that like would be funny to pick, but would just tank my draft. Would just shoot it straight down.
You want to go four? I think we have enough for
Dude,
four.
Dude, there's enough pigs. Yeah.
We haven't even gotten to cut some meat yet.
Yeah, exactly.
Folky, you're on the board.
I'm on the board.
First pick of the third round. We'll go four, so not your last round.
All right. I'm going to go with Waddles.
Who?
Gravity Falls.
Gravity Falls.
Okay. That's a very, very... I like the pick. I kept up with Gravity Falls.
Say,
I was a big Gravity
Falls
fan. Just
to let you know,
I'm
gonna
play on the graphic.
I'm too old for that one.
Yeah, that's not going to play on the graphic, my guy. Just as a warning.
I like it.
I love the pick.
I've heard it's a fun show. Mm-hmm. Was that a kid show?
Yes.
Or was that like a teen
show? It was a
show?
Disney XD show. So it was a 10-year-old and 12-year-old
okay.
show.
Okay.
It's a solid pick, though.
That's all right.
Tucker, you're up.
I just had one lined up, and I've already, like, where'd he go? Okay. I think you might veto this one.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to go with Man Bear Pig.
What?
I don't hate it.
Okay.
I really don't hate it.
All right.
I want to veto it because I think it's going to play well on the graphic, but it's a good pick.
It's a pig. He's like part pig. I mean, technically...
Yeah. No, you can take it.
Cool. All right. I like that one because I thought of him whenever we first brought up pig. I was like, pig. Man Bear Pig.
It's a good pick.
And
I just think y'all are leaving a lot off.
Well, there's too many. There's too many pigs.
Because I thought you were going to go somewhere else, and I thought I was going to have to stretch, but now I'm in between two.
Okay.
What two are you in between?
I'm not going to tell you. I'm just going to go ahead and take Wilbur from Charlotte's Web.
Ah!
Dude literally established...
Yeah, why did I reach on Man Bear Pig? I could have had him. He would have came back around.
That's what I'm saying.
I just get too caught. I like see my pick, and I'm like, ooh, that one's next.
I got called Wilbur for 15 years.
Yeah. I'm bad at drafting.
I literally, every single time I saw anybody in my family, I got the Wilbur every single time anybody ever talked to me.
That was a good one.
Annoying.
You sounded like the sheep. That was pretty good.
I've had it said to me for 15 years. I think
fair.
I would be able to mimic it.
I guess that's fair.
Same thing with bird noises. I've heard them for my whole life. That's why I can go.
Okay.
I can't do it right
you
now.
You did it.
Folky, you're up. Fourth pick, final pick.
What was...
This is the final pick.
Unless you want to go five
Let's
rounds.
Let's do 10 rounds, baby.
Five rounds? We'll go five rounds. We'll go five.
We'll go
rounds.
Five? Okay.
That's going to be hard to fit on the graphic, but I think since they're pigs, it's...
Sure. It's
simple.
Just a picture. Yeah. You can look at. You can see who they are. Unless
Tucker.
It's just a regular pig.
Yeah.
What?
Tucker, what was your...
last
what was
one?
Your pick, yeah.
Man, bear, pig. One word. He's a man, bear, pig hybrid. Al Gore is warning every... He's from South Park.
Mm. It's...
He's a monster.
It's a symbol for global warming.
Yes, it's like a satirical, like Al Gore's warning everybody about Man Bear Pig, and it was like, you know.
I'm being serial.
Yeah, it was supposed to be funny, but then like, global warming's kind of real.
Yeah.
It's kind of real.
Well, they did do the rehash of it.
And it was real.
And it was very funny.
Yeah, and Man Bear Pig was real. Yeah. And he ate everybody.
Folky,
do you have a pick there?
You're up in the fourth round.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with, I don't know. I was hoping if I just said that, a name would come to
yeah,
my mind.
Yeah, one would just roll out of your mouth.
But
yeah.
it didn't,
I got
so.
My next two picks set. I don't even need to look at a computer right now. Clock's ticking, man. You're about to do a Minnesota Vikings.
Hampton J. Pig.
Bad pick.
Who is that?
Tiny Toon.
Bad pick.
I don't know any of that, what you just said.
Tiny Toon Adventures.
I love you, but bad pick.
All right.
Hmm.
I have one pick that I really want. But
are we going five or are we going four?
I think it'll make it around to me.
So five?
Yeah. We'll do five.
Yeah, we can do five.
We'll do five. We got time. So I'm gonna do this one real quick. You'll know who it is. I'm gonna go with you're not gonna know exactly by the name, but once I say one more thing, you'll know. I'm gonna go with Plopper.
I recognize that name.
Spider Pig from the Simpsons movie.
Mm. That was my Mr. Irrelevant.
Yeah.
That's the one I was holding for fifth round.
Yep. Harry Plopper. It's the same character.
Yeah,
he's
no,
just
a,
dressed up differently.
It's a good pick. That was my Man Bear pick. That was the one I was holding
until
the very end.
I didn't mean to scoop you there.
Damn.
Yeah, my bad.
You definitely scooped. You probably could have sat on that because you were still in front of me next round anyways, but doesn't matter. You got it in the fourth
round.
You weren't
about to take it, but it was on your board?
No, because I'm taking my first cut of meat, the first cut of meat off the board.
Okay.
I'm going bacon.
Okay.
Sat on it long enough. I don't want to leave it in the fifth round. I'll take bacon right here. Anyway, you can give me it soggy, crispy, burnt. I don't care if it's on a
bun like soggy but kind of crispy.
The one that melts in your mouth after you get the crunch, it's the perfect type of bacon. I'm going bacon. I don't think you can go wrong with bacon.
No, you can't. You can't. I just enjoy drafting the characters too much.
That's very fair. But I needed a slab of meat.
Sure.
I needed
that'll sell hard on the graphic.
Being the third bacon. Being the third pick, you don't have a ton to pick from. Sure. So you do need something that gets the graphic going.
Sure.
That bacon pick is going to be the thing.
It'll pull its weight on your squad.
100%. With that being said, Falk, whenever you're ready,
your last pick.
I'm going to go with Grandpa Pig.
Good pull.
From?
Peppa Pig.
Oh, okay.
Why not go Peppa Pig?
Because Peppa Pig's annoying.
That's Folky, I love you, but that's a terrible pick.
Shoo.
No, Peppa Pig kind of sucks.
I'm not a huge Peppa Pig fan. I mean,
you could draft the TV 20, show.
22. You know, I'm not a big...
Olivia Pig walked so Peppa Pig could run.
Exactly. She can whistle. Right.
No.
I don't know. Isn't that in Peppa
Grandpa
Pig?
Grandpa Pig
is it
drives a boat.
In Peppa Pig?
No, Olivia is the first pig show. Peppa Pig came after.
I don't even know what Olivia is.
You'll know what Olivia
is. I just know the meme of where Peppa Pig's trying to whistle, and then some girl goes like this, and then Peppa Pig hangs up the phone on her, real pissed off. It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I don't know that clip, but
you'll have to look it up.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's actually a very funny clip from Peppa Pig. So I'm going to go. I have this one.
Thanks,
it's out of the box. It's not a character.
Hmm.
But it is technically a pig. You feel free to veto it. I can pull one, you know. But I'm going to go.
Do you own this pig?
No.
Oh.
I'm going to go War Pigs by Black Sabbath.
You can have it.
It's a great song. I like that song a lot. You know.
You can have it.
Pigs is a metaphor for politicians in this you know, circumstance,
I was
situation.
Draft the Simpsons police officer, but I can't have two Simpsons. We can't have two Simpsons pigs on the graphic.
Yeah.
You already took Spider Pig.
Yeah.
No, solid pick. I like that song. It's a very good song.
It's very good. That was one of the first, like, it's not even really hard rock anymore to today's standards, mm-hmm. but that was one of the first, like, hard rock. That was the first Ozzy Osbourne song I ever heard.
Really?
And I was like, whoa. What is this?
Crazy Train wasn't the first Aussie song you heard?
Nah, my cousin showed me War Pigs.
Fair enough. I feel like everyone's indoctrination to
I think
Aussie.
War Pigs was in a Guitar Hero, which so was probably
sense.
Crazy Train. But
Crazy Train was in like every single Madden ever invented.
Of course, yeah. It's Crazy Train.
Solid pick, though. I wanted to give Folky some time to write that down. I'm going to go here. You can veto it if you want because it's technically not a pig. It's the Three Little Pigs. I'm going. I get every interpretation of them. I get the Shrek Three Little Pigs. I get the Three Little Pigs with the Big Bad Wolf. I get Three Little Pigs. We veto them because it's
think?
Three
what
pigs.
What do you think, Folky?
I think you can pick
on this graphic on this ranker list. It just has Three Little Pigs as their own entity, as one fictional pig. Do you know the names of each pig individually?
I don't think they have.
Before
names.
You tell me, you can pick one pig.
It's this little piggy, and this little
that,
piggy,
and then
that
one.
It's that.
Well, yes, but there's so many different variations of them. If we're looking at the same list and they have this at number 11, you're picking the Three Little Pigs from Shrek.
No, but what I just said is I get all iterations.
Okay, well then I change my first pick to just be all pigs, and then I get every pig.
Yes, because that's
all the
because
pigs.
That, that,
no,
that's the
that's,
same
that's,
logic.
That's the exact same thing. I'm so glad you're back, Folky. I'm so glad you're back.
I don't know, man. Do we just... Is it worth arguing?
Anything's worth arguing if you argue it.
I guess it's fair. I mean, if you decide you want to argue it, you totally
can. Are we going to veto or not? Because I got to know so I can find another pick.
You can pick one of them.
They don't have names, though.
I'm sure
you don't get every iteration, but you just get to say the Three Little Pigs. You don't get to, like...
Nope, screw it. Pigs in a blanket.
Okay, go for it. Yeah,
fair.
That's fair.
I'll take two food standards.
I mean, you can't really... Veto that
now,
one.
Now, do I only have to have one pig in a blanket?
You
I
get just one. You don't get a bowl of them. You get one.
You get one wiener, one croissant. That's it.
God, I could go for some pigs in a blanket right now.
Mm-hmm. Little overrated, in my opinion.
Really? Such a good snack.
You just drafted them.
A little bit of mustard?
I eat them a lot. Mm. Great Super Bowl food. But, like, I can't eat too many of them. Like, I don't know how to.
They are heavy on the belly.
Yes,
like, they are heavy on the belly.
If you're at a Super Bowl party and you have too many to start, like if you have too many pigs in a blanket and a couple meatballs, you might not eat whatever pizza's left over or whatever wings are.
Yeah, but by halftime, you're ready to go for round two.
Fair. But at the same time, as a skinny human being, it fills up the stomach quickly.
The one thing I like about pigs in the blanket is it's literally like the easiest food to make.
100%.
Like when it comes to work versus outcome. Pigs in a blanket, like, that was one of the first things that, like, my dad would make pigs in a blanket, and I would eat them. And I'd be like, wow, these are so good. And then I watched him make them one day, and I was like, that's it?
That's
you
all?
Just wrap it and bake it?
That's
and he's
it.
Like, yeah, that's pretty much it. And I was like, oh, I thought you were in here, like, doing some...
cooking.
Some hardcore cooking in here. And he's like, nah, it's pretty much the easiest food you could ever make. And I was like, okay. So then I started making pigs in a blanket.
There you go.
You want some pig facts?
Yeah.
Just to end this segment?
Absolutely.
Yeah, hit them with us.
Pigs are smart. Their intelligence is higher than dogs, some primates, and even some young human children.
Yeah. Pigs are actually kind of, yeah.
In their natural state, pigs are very clean animals. They keep their toilets far from their living or feeding areas.
But that's like when they're in like a fenced-in area.
Then they just poop and pee everywhere.
Yeah.
That's our fault, kind of, then.
100%
We're pretty bad when it comes to stuff like that.
Human beings aren't great human beings.
Yeah, we're not cool.
They are much more tolerant of colder temperatures than heat. Pigs have no sweat glands, so they can't sweat. This is why they enjoy being in the mud to keep themselves cool.
Yeah. Mm. There's one. Can I say one? I'm not trying to steal your thunder here. They can't look up.
That was my next one.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. No, yeah, they can't look up.
Pigs cannot look up. That's very funny to me. Like, do pigs know what the sky? I guess at an from far off,
at
they kind of see what the sky looks like.
Stare down at everyone.
Yeah, they can't look up.
Pigs have excellent memories. They can remember things for years and can recognize and remember objects.
Oh,
did not know that. Pigs like to get massages. Enjoy scratching themselves on trees, relaxing while listening to music, and playing with enrichment toys.
Okay.
With what?
Enrichment toys.
Which is?
Toys that enrich.
Sure.
Yeah, there's a less fun fact about pigs, you know, how you can use them to dispose of things.
Excuse me?
You know, seen like Silence of the Lambs?
Oh, okay, yeah, no, that clicked right there.
Yeah, my bad. You can, anything but certain things. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're incredibly social. They keep
form
close bonds with each other and other animals to keep warm. Pigs may cuddle up with one another.
That's cute.
It's very cute. Pigs,
that's cute.
Pigs are solid animals.
Yeah, I always wanted one of those little teacup pigs, you know, when I was in like 8th grade.
Aren't those like a prank?
Yeah, no, those are just pigs. Yeah, those are just hogs. They sell you a baby hog, and you take it home, and you have it for like a couple months, and you're like, wow, he's getting kind of big. Yeah, and then it's 200 pounds in your living room. Like that. There's no such thing as tiny pigs.
No, there's no such thing.
They become giant hogs.
Some honorable mentions for the list. Peppa. We'll throw Peppa on there.
Yeah, since Folky technically didn't take her.
Gunter from the Sing movie.
I don't know if you've seen
the Sing movie.
Yeah,
I've seen that. The pig in the red onesie dancing. German dude.
Yep.
Funny dude. That's really all I got.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Run to the Litter from Chicken Little, the fat pig.
Yeah,
that
the
was
pig.
One of mine. But Run to the Litter is just such a bad name.
Forgot about that.
Pua.
Such a
did you guys
name.
See Moana?
No.
Pua, Pua on there. He's pretty cute. He don't say much. He's just a pig.
Huh.
They pretty much just like made him a dog. Like he just acts like a dog.
Nice.
But he's a pig. He's kind
of
cute.
King Pig, the leader of the Angry Birds pigs.
Okay, yeah.
Solid. Mm-hmm.
Are they green? They're green,
yeah,
right?
They're green.
Yeah, they're green.
I've not played Angry Birds since I was in, like, 7th grade.
I haven't played it in, like, 30 minutes.
Green Eggs and Ham's from.
Nope.
They're the green ham.
Who is?
The green pigs.
From Angry Bird? Angry Birds?
They're the green ham.
Yeah, because a game that came out in, like, 2010 was the meaning for a poem written in, like, 1905.
Yep.
So that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. No, Folky. It really does, yeah.
Yeah.
Should you just call a Dr. Seuss book a poem from 1905?
I don't know when he wrote it.
I mean, but I like the...
Do you know when he wrote it?
You think I do?
1974. Let's look it up.
74? Nah, give me...
I was a huge Dr. Seuss fan.
Give me 55.
Green eggs.
I don't know how old that guy is.
I took 55.
I took 74.
Well, I took 05.
1960.
I was close.
I was 55. I was 5 years away.
Yeah, but
I was
you
74,
took.
I was 14 years away,
so I win.
No, you both took over.
No, so, he was in the
No,
50s.
I'm under.
Oh, you're under?
I was 5 years under.
Oh, but dang.
Price is Right rules. I'm dead on. I win. I'm going to the Showcase Showdown,
I was
baby.
Hoping I got there on a technicality.
If I can get it within $100, I win the whole thing.
Well, I got it within $100.
No. No, I'm talking about the Showcase Showdown. You don't even get to go to the Showcase Showdown, loser.
We'll be right back. Hour two rolling right along live from the Vandal Radio Studios. It's Will Stevens, Tucker Holt, John Ferguson in the building with you guys. And I have something to get off my chest.
Okay.
I got Chick-fil-A earlier today.
All right.
And someone spilt steroids on it, and I ended up eating it, and I think I might test positive for steroids.
Okay.
Nice. So you're about to get, like, jacked?
That'd be pretty cool. I would like actually. I want you to get on anabolic steroids.
Should I do? Sure. No.
Who are you?
This was
no.
a segue to
Don't.
Start into just like.
Sure.
That's the excuse Bob Baffert's using.
Yeah.
But should I do steroids?
We'll get there in a minute.
My hairline's strong.
No, you don't need to do steroids. No, don't do steroids. There's so much extra stuff that you have to do to make sure like your liver doesn't mess up.
But I don't drink.
But.
So like point that, one.
No, but those are. More harsh on your liver.
Yeah, but dude, it's content. Just video it.
That's a good point.
Video the working out or the doing steroids part.
I can't do needles.
Okay, so you'd have to take
the
pill.
Okay. And they can't. I can't swallow them. They're gonna have to be chewable. Or
they don't make chewables, so you're gonna have to crush it up, put it in a
spoonful
of peanut
tums.
Butter, and we're gonna have to trick you. Hey, Will, you want a pigs in a blanket?
So someone literally could just put steroids in my Chick-fil-A.
I mean, you. Sure,
they
I don't know.
Could have.
I don't know what they're gaining. I mean,
nothing.
Like, what do they get? You know, that's one of those things. Like,
well, they already put steroids in the chicken, so
right. Have you guys ever been in a gym where someone?
Nope.
Oh well, okay. Well, I have
Didn't
been
you work
in a gym.
There?
Like the most sketchy thing.
That's the joke.
Yeah, the most sketchy thing that's happened to me in a gym was a dude who walked up to me and was like, "Hey, bro, you want some? You want someone to help you out?" And I was like, "What?" And he was like, yeah, bro, like, check this out. And he pulls a pill bottle out of his bag and was like, you want these? And I was like, first off, why? Number one, if these work so well, why are you giving them to me? Number two, I think those are illegal, sir. And number three, no, get away from me. And he was like, well, if you want them, I got them. But just so you know, if you take them, you're going to need a liver booster because they're going to wreck your liver. And I was like, well, no, sign me. Don't sign me up. No. Like, those guys are... What are you doing?
That's like some of the drugs.
I was like 17,
that's like,
too.
That's like some of the drugs, like some street vendors will try to swing you. It's like, yeah, you can take this. You'll have a fun time. Just make sure you invest in a straight jacket, but you'll have a fun time.
Yeah, like, exactly.
What?
It's like, no, I'm good.
No, I worked at a gym that wasn't in the greatest of areas, and so I would pick needles up from the parking lot, and I couldn't tell if it was heroin or steroids. It was a fun game of heroin or steroids.
And you had to try a little just to see. Yeah.
Get a little taste.
Yeah.
Oh, black tar, okay.
Yeah, rub it on your gum.
HGH, ooh.
Okay,
oh, this one tastes like LeBron.
Yeah, that's an anabolic steroid. Okay.
But no, Churchill's Down has gotten the Kentucky Derby winner in trouble as the horse tested positive for a banned substance, invoking the quote-unquote, this is one of my favorite lines of all time. Baffert says it's quote-unquote cancel culture amid the investigation that is leading
Who's
to
canceling a horse? Like... I don't think people are coming after you. Number one, what's wild is before this race, I had heard about this horse and Bob Baffert, mm-hmm. and people were like, "Yeah, but he juices up his horses anyway. It doesn't even matter." And I was like, "Ha ha, funny joke." 3 days later, yeah. I was like, "Oh,
he's gotten in trouble for it before. He's had horses." I was listening to I'm not a big horse guy. Seems weird. Like, I'd rather just watch humans run. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I understand the tradition of it, but it's not my favorite thing. I'm not even a giant fisherman fan. You know
sure.
what I mean? So, but, like, I'm not going to sit here, get all PETA will. You spend
right.
the money. It's a big moneymaker.
Sure.
I understand.
Yeah.
The hats are cool. You know what I mean? Like, those are some cool hats.
They're pretty cool.
But
people get dressed up.
Dude's had some issues with steroids before. Not him, but injecting his horses,
right.
which also, like, injecting
there's
an animal against its will.
There's
like,
a moral problem
like, there's
there.
There's a whole, like, thing about, like, not testing things on animals. So, like, there's a whole bunch of moral obligations. But
the,
besides
the
all
horse
that,
didn't have a choice
This
in
is
that.
A very funny like situation because he's gotten in trouble before. And I was listening to this one podcast, and they were talking about his horses and how he had one of his horses win a Kentucky Derby, where like the horses are normally like millions of dollars of horses, like very expensive thoroughbred.
A horse of that level,
Like you, if they're winning something, you got to spend a good chunk of change to get that horse as a foal, fawn.
Foal.
I was right.
Fawn is
time.
A deer.
My bad. A foal. Dude got this horse for like $3,000, I think. I'm very under exaggerating, but it was a very cheap
horse. No, it was $1,000.
$1,000.
It was $1,000, which is ridiculous. You can't get a regular horse for that much.
You can't get a car for that.
No. Like, you can't get. like, my sister recently bought a horse, and this is just like a. We live in Grange County, bro.
Okay, okay.
That happens.
Bad. No. I my shock was, holy cow, your sister has the money for a horse, and you are not.
I mean, she didn't go buy a.
I got you now. It was a casual riding horse. It's
right.
Transportation, not for fun.
No transportation. It's for fun, but it is like a.
She didn't know
when
to pull the buggy.
Like a trail, to get to work. No, but it's like a trail riding horse, you know, fat and old, just something to get out in the country.
A pasture horse.
Yes.
It's a church horse.
And I believe that horse, you know, that horse ran up, it was over 1,000, you know? I mean, so maybe he's a little old, a little fat. Got to get him working out. I think we're taking him to the Kentucky Derby. Give me 2 years.
We'll go ahead and get him.
Get Bob Baffert to maybe give him some of Michael's, or is it Michael or Jordan's secret drink?
Michael's secret stuff.
Secret stuff, yeah. Give me some of that. He'll win me a few million dollars. That'd be pretty cool.
Here's a quote from Baffert on Fox News, which is just very funny that Fox News is picking this story up as many things happen in the world. The horse world is the main focus. It did not happen. That horse has never been treated with steroids, Baffert said on Fox. Actually, it's a legal therapeutic medicine, and the amount that was in it wouldn't have any effect on the horse anyway. But we don't. That horse was never treated with that, so it's disturbing that that's the part of it. So basically he's saying, it's legal, it's therapeutic, it's medicine, and that amount wouldn't have even affected the horse, but we didn't do it.
Sure. The thing is, I'm looking this up now. It's not an anabolic steroid.
It's not illegal.
It's a corticosteroid.
You have to let someone know that it's on it within 14 days, I believe.
Ah, and okay, so he just failed to inform.
Anything about it.
Gotcha.
I never thought I'd be fighting for my reputation and the poor horse's reputation.
I don't think the horse cares, bro.
Like, there's so many junky horses out here just shooting up all the time.
I kind of believe him, though.
Because of the new regulations, the regulators have put, they're testing these horses at a contaminated level, and it's been a horrible experience.
Yeah, the number of I don't know the exact word, but like the amount that was in his blood was like 21 picograms, which is like 1/1,000th of a gram. So not a whole lot in there. And it, from what I'm reading, I don't think that, I mean, I guess you can administer it like, you know, intravenously, like with a needle. But from everything I'm reading, it's like a topical cream. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they, you know, gave it into the blood.
All I'm saying is if someone asked me to take a drug test and I failed said drug test, it doesn't matter how much drug is in that system. I failed a drug test, you're not going to be able to really use, like, oh, it's barely any drug in that drug test. You know what I mean? You still peed on a stick and it came back positive. No, that's pregnancy. You peed in a cup and it came back positive.
Yeah, you don't pee on a stick. So I'm reading more into like why this could possibly be a problem in horse racing. Like, why would you care if the horse has medicine in its system? You know, like if a track sprinter in the Olympics had Benadryl or Tylenol, you know, something like that in his, like, that wouldn't fail your drug test. Why would a corticosteroid set off a drug test in horse racing? The only thing that I can really piece together here is they mention in this Newsweek article about this horse is that, you know, have you guys ever like hurt your knee or, you know, a joint and they put
I tore my MCL.
They put a steroid shot in there, right?
I didn't get that, but I know what you're talking
about. Okay. And that, you know, it decreases inflammation in the joint and, you know, helps with pain and stuff like that. So if you have an injury, you know, you can feel somewhat normal with that. It doesn't fix it, but it makes it feel better.
It's the stuff Aaron Rodgers was on in that game.
Oh, no. If that's what that was, I did not feel those effects when they put one in my knee. I want a do-over because he was feeling good. But So pretty much, like, maybe the horse was injured, and they get, you know, it had a...
And
had
so
a,
instead of shooting it in the back of the head, like most
okay,
of them do?
What?
I mean,
sure,
if we're talking about
happen,
the horse
sure,
trading
sure,
industry, that's
sure,
exactly what
sure.
happens.
But they would have pulled out a curtain, okay?
No.
They don't pull out a curtain?
Eight bells.
Eight bells. What
that
is
that?
That
was a horse from the Derby in, like, 2000 and... I want to say 2009 or 10, that was.
And they just did it out in the open?
On the track.
Oh, my God.
It broke its ankle as it was going over the finish line.
Oh, my God.
Team ran out there with a shotgun.
Yeah, oh. Horse racing's not the
no,
most attractive
no,
sport.
No, it's very dirty and
which,
gritty.
I mean, it was honestly best situation
for horse,
that horse.
Sure. It's
because
just,
it was, you can't fix a broken ankle on a horse.
Yeah, the only way
you can't
you
put
can,
it in a cast.
The only way you can fix a broken ankle or like a broken leg on a horse is to suspend that horse in the air for 6 weeks, which... drives a horse mentally
that would be
insane.
So funny, though.
It drives them mentally insane, yeah. Not being able
to
move. To
walk by and just see a giant horse
just hanging,
levitating, that
yeah.
would be a horse hammock would
yeah.
be a very funny visual.
But they.
You
so
ever
they,
seen a horse lay down?
Yeah. Yeah, they roll around on their
they
back.
Look dead. It's scary.
Yeah, we had a horse years ago. This is a somewhat funny story. We used to keep horses at my property. We have a you know, we have a lot of land. And we had this young horse, she was a filly, and she had been acting weird. And then we walked up there one day, and she's just laying sideways on the ground, eyes closed. Like, horses sleep standing up. They don't sleep like that. Eyes closed, laying on her side. Didn't really look like she was just breathing really hard. And we're like, oh, my God, is she dying right now? I think I might have told you guys this story.
I don't think so.
Nope.
And she's laying there, and we're like, oh, my God, so nervous. Like, my uncle, who actually owned the horse, he kept them on our property. He walks up, and he's, like, checking her out, and he's like, ah. You know, and he looks a little concerned. I'm young. I'm like, oh, my God, this is horrible. He walks up, takes his knee, puts it right in the middle of her stomach, and just puts all his weight on it. And she let out the longest and loudest fart I had ever heard in my life, got up, trotted off. It was the craziest thing I had ever seen.
Horses
I thought,
are crazy animals, dude.
Oh, dude. But if you get a good
giant
horse.
Giant farts, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Giant other things.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think if,
they're fast.
Do you think Medina Spirit has like a,
don't.
A smaller... Because that's isn't that the thing about steroids?
Not these steroids, though.
Okay,
but
okay. My bad.
But
my bad.
It's a possibility. If they were
as an innocent man who doesn't do a lot of steroids,
right.
That's the only thing I know about
okay,
steroids. Is
sure,
it makes the tree
shrinkage.
Stand shorter.
Shrinkage.
Yes.
Sure. Hmm. But yeah, they think they were possibly using this medicine to mask an injury. But it's a possibility. They're not, you know, they're not alleging this. They're just saying that's what could be possible, and you know, masking that injury instead of like pulling them out of the race and getting it fixed. Which could further damage the horse. It's bad
which
for the
would
horse.
Lead, yeah, exactly. So
yeah.
Either way, you're screwing the horse.
Yeah.
Regardless of what you feel, PETA will won't come out.
Sure.
It's a very, very weird moral sport. Very, very hard to root for if you have certain sets of morals. And if you don't have if you have a different set of morals, I wouldn't say not morals. Like, you have morals. But if you have a different set of morals, you might enjoy it. The hats are cool. The hats are always cool. This is my favorite quote. We'll end with this just because, I mean, when I saw this happen live on Twitter, I guess it wasn't live, but when I saw this happen on Twitter, I watched this video, quite possibly the loudest I've ever laughed out loud from looking at something. Churchill's down. This is Bob Baffert speaking, the man who is accused of steroiding the horses.
Yes.
Churchill's down came out with that statement. That was pretty harsh, he said. With all the noise, we live in a different world now. This America is different. It was like a cancel culture kind of thing. So they're reviewing it. I haven't been told anything. We're prepared to run.
Prepared to run?
In the next race, in the previous
the horse.
Gotcha.
The horse is
gotcha.
Prepared to run.
Gotcha. I thought he was about to flee the country.
No.
I was like, bro, I don't think it's that serious.
I just don't understand how you can... Like, I want him to run a good race because now everyone's piling on him. It's probably more pressure now that he's ever got... that he's got to run well. Dude is literally victim-blaming the horse right now.
Yeah, it's
like this is the cancel. He's a victim of cancel culture, and the horse is a victim of anti-drug shamers.
Nah, horse doesn't care. It's a horse.
Yeah,
it's
horse,
a very funny
horse
situation.
Just wants to run.
Very
he's
funny
just
situation.
Out.
Birthday is next. We'll be right back.
Woo! Happy birthday.
It's time for the birthday game. It's time for the birthday game. It's time for the birthday game. As always, people are born and then we talk about them. It's a guessing game of sorts. It's no different today. Solid birthday crop today, Sunday and today. We'll start with today. Are you all ready?
I'm ready.
Folk, are you ready?
Sure.
Sounds good. May 10th today, 1955, Connecticut, Greenwich, Connecticut. 66 years old today. Famous sportscaster, probably one of my favorite sportscasters.
You said Connecticut, and I instantly was like, it's a sports guy. Yeah, it's a sports guy. For some reason, they're always up there.
One of my favorite sportscasters. He is a famous sportscaster who joined
Jim
ESPN
Nance.
During
Woj.
Its inception. Began
SVP.
A specialist in all became a specialist in all major sports, but is mainly known for his football coverage. He studied history at Brown University, and he has immortalized the call.
No, who's that guy that tried to fight that guy?
It is not him.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
The Raiders.
Yeah, why am
the
I blanking?
New York
I know exactly. It's Boomer.
Giants.
It's Boom. It's Boom. Teej.
Give me his name. I'm not. This is too famous of a guy for me to just let this one slip. I'm sorry.
Oh no.
Say the nickname again.
No, I'm not saying it again. Because if that doesn't count, I'm not saying it. It's whenever you hear one name your whole life, what is his friggin' name? I know his name. It's
CB.
Charles Barkley.
Come on.
No, this is. I'm going to break.
No. Oh.
I'm gonna break.
Oh,
something.
I know
it's,
exactly. Chris Berman.
No! Chris Berman.
Yeah.
Correct. Chris Berman.
Why couldn't
is
I think
correct.
His name?
What a pull by Folk.
Why couldn't I think his name?
Because you are.
It's
an
Boomer.
Idiot.
It's because I'm smarter.
I wish I would have never said Boomer. Now, come on, it's Boom. You know who I was talking about.
I know who you're talking about, but I need his name.
All right.
This guy is known by a nickname, by one name. May 10th, 1960, Dublin, Ireland, 61 years old today. Rock singer, born Paul David Hewson. He is the frontman for U2, known for such hits as Sunday, Bloody Sunday, and Beautiful Day.
Sting.
Nope. The band has earned over 20 Grammys. He's the dude
Bono.
Who wears the really annoying sunglasses.
Bono.
Oh, Will.
I was initially thinking Sting.
Both of these.
Bono and Sting are kind of the same person.
Yeah.
Sting can just sing higher. That's it.
Sting has a cool documentary about LSD. As well.
Does
he? It's not his documentary, but
he's
a piece of the documentary. It's a very interesting documentary.
Okay.
Talk a little bit about Doc Ellis as well, the guy who threw a hitter.
Okay,
very interesting documentary. May 10th, 1957, another singer, rock singer, London, England, passed away at the age of 21, February 2nd, 1979. Very young punk rock personality and bassist with the Sex Pistols, which is just one of the funnier names. He overdosed on heroin in his sleep. His solo music
in the
27
club?
No, 21.
He was 21.
Was collected on the posthumous album His Name Sings. He was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 2006.
I don't know a ton about the Sex Pistols.
SV. Anybody?
Scott Verone.
Folky?
No.
Sid Vicious.
Sid Vicious.
Sid Vicious.
I know the name.
R.I.P.
And I know the Sex Pistols. I've listened to them before. I just... didn't know their bassist.
No hate. Mm. How well do y'all know, 1950s actors?
Unless they're a top three name,
mind.
I'm not gonna know.
He's like number five.
Who is it?
Hold on, let me make sure I don't butcher the name. Fred Astaire.
I know who Fred Astaire is. I wouldn't have got it off of guesses. No.
Fair enough. This guy is a much more famous actor. May 10th, 1978, Atlanta, Georgia, 43 years old today. Actor who teamed with Kel Mitchell in the zany Nickelodeon comedy.
Kenan Thompson.
It is Kenan Thompson.
Mm.
You said Kel, and I was like, there's only one of those.
Yeah, as soon as I started to say his name, I realized I should probably hold off, but it was too late. As soon as I said it, I said it. Another famous actor, this one from 1838 to 1865, passed away at the age of 26. You'll understand once I
John
get
Wilkes
more
Booth.
Of it is John Wilkes Booth.
You said 65. Yeah, that's when he got.
Yeah.
After he got the president.
Yeah.
Yep.
No rappers born today.
You know, I think it's been long enough. I can say it. Pretty incredible. He jumped off. I've been to Ford's Theater. I know how high that jump is. To jump from that balcony, that little, that place where he was, onto the stage, and to be able to keep running with a broken leg.
I mean, he was a famous actor. He probably had a stunt double.
Haha. That actually would be a crazy plot twist. He made a stunt double do it.
Wow.
That would have been awesome.
He just ran down the stairs.
Yeah. Like John Wilkes Booth.
Took the elevator.
And he's like, no, actually, it wasn't me. Guys. And the real killers just lived out his life.
I was just saying,
he's
1838.
It would be more impressive if he lived this long.
Sorry, I'm trying to search. It was good jokes, though. What's throwing your arms up for?
Nothing.
Okay.
The Reds are just doing what they did against Pittsburgh.
Oh, fair enough.
Oh, shout out old Tucker.
May 10th, 1991, from the same hometown as Chris Berman, Greenwich, Connecticut. It's not a sportscaster.
Okay.
DJ/producer, 30 years old today, New York City.
Metro Boomin.
Producer who became known as one of the pioneers of trap hip-hop hype genre. He's best known as one half of the trap duo Loud Punk with a V with Ryan Marks. They have collaborated with the likes of Zed's Deads, Nervo, Carnage, Paper Diamond, and Data. He is mainly known for his YouTube channel where he teams up and makes beats with people to freestyle for. You definitely know this guy, KB.
I've never heard of anything that you just said.
He's got his start producing for artists such as Absol, Schoolboy Q, and Smoke DZA. White dude.
Killer Beats.
That would be Kenny Beats.
Kenny Beats.
Kenny Beats.
Nope.
I know who Kenny Beats is.
I like Kenny Beats.
Yeah.
I figured he was good enough to do.
Yeah, Kenny Beats is nice.
Keep scrolling here.
Like, that was me trying, like, that was as close as I was going to get to Kenny Beats. I was like, Killer Beats, it's in there.
Yeah. No one left for today. Let me one last time click through to make sure I don't miss anybody.
There's a birthday you haven't sent yet.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Let me find it real quick.
Okay.
You know it. That's not really fair. Is it a baseball player?
Yes.
All right, then they're not going to be on the top list. Let me go by profession real quick, Folky, and select the person you're talking about.
Okay.
I clicked on baseball players. I didn't recognize anybody. And my laptop froze. Good work, Will.
All right.
Wow.
That's okay.
Is it
back?
No. Force reload.
Do you need me to?
There we go. I'm in.
Okay.
I'm in.
I was going to say, I could sub in.
There's a lot of baseball players born today. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to go with the number one guy.
It's not him.
It's not him?
No.
It's going to be a red, probably.
Just say a baseball player.
Baseball player.
Lucas Sims.
He's not on this list at all.
He's not even on the
list? He's not on the list?
Nope.
He didn't even make it?
Salvador Perez, George Cotterotis.
That's mean.
Charlie Gehringer, Robbie Thompson, Milt Pappas, Jim Hickman, and Matt Tuasopa.
Man, that's messed up.
Come on, man.
I mean, he still plays for us.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why he's not on there, because he's still playing for y'all. Maybe once if he makes a name for himself somewhere else or makes a name on the Reds.
I mean, he's all right. I mean, he's
arguably the most famous rock singer we have done so far. Actually, not even arguably. The most famous rock singer
we've
done
so far.
This is the final one. Yesterday, 1949, New York City, New York. 72 years old, Grammy Award-winning singer and songwriter, pianist, who gained fame for his song Piano Man.
It's Elton John.
Oh.
No, it's Billy Joel.
Billy Joel, I hate you
Piano.
Guys so much.
For some reason, every time I confuse those two because of Rocket Man and
one
strong piano.
One liked men and
right.
One liked
well,
women.
I wasn't
very, very easy
I wasn't,
differentials.
I was just musically. You know?
Fair enough.
I don't look at the outside of music stuff.
I'm a bigger Elton John.
They can do whatever they want.
No, that's fair. I'm a bigger Elton John fan than I am a Billy Joel fan.
I am too, as well.
Top five song though. Yeah. Ghostface Kill was born yesterday.
I know Ghostface.
I couldn't get to him in time.
I wouldn't have got him on guesses.
Fair.
But I know who Ghostface is.
Me and Tucker will see y'all tomorrow. We'll
yes,
probably
we
have another special guest. But Folky, thanks for joining us. Open door.
God, it was good to have you back, buddy.
Of course.
All right, we love you guys.
Kind of.
See you tomorrow.